The leader of the Labour Party has said that a longer lockdown should be implemented to aggressively suppress COVID-19. In a departure from the party's previous position, Alan Kelly said the border should be policed to stop non-essential travel, mandatory quarantine should be introduced for all visitors arriving here, and he said it was inevitable that the Leaving Cert would be cancelled. I've been speaking to Alan Kelly as part of our series of annual party leader interviews on the This Week programme. I began by asking him first whether there was a serious question mark about his own political judgment after he and his party backed the reopening of the economy before Christmas, despite a warning from NPHET that it was not safe to reopen hospitality, retail and home visits altogether.
It was actually the Labour Party who, 6 weeks before that, called for level 5 lockdowns to be brought in to suppress the virus. So I think we were ahead of the curve. I think the real issue and the mistake that was made by government and indeed opposition was that when it got to the point of early December, that we didn't stick with levels of lockdown and opening up, given what was happening in the south of England, was the wrong choice, made by absolutely everyone. And that's all for all to see. You know,
and there was a failure of opposition there, Alan Kelly, wasn't there?
I believe there's a failure of politics throughout this whole pandemic across the board. And that's why I think at this stage, once and for all, we need to make fairly serious decisions this week in relation to where we're going, because there was a feeling in December that with a vaccine rollout that we'd be able to, I suppose, open up somewhat early this year. That is not what's going to transpire. The vaccine rollout is going to take a lot longer. And I believe now we need to move to an aggressive suppression strategy. I believe the term zero COVID isn't probably the right term, but it is more or less that, where we bring in mandatory quarantine for travel, where we bring in police checks in airport, where we make a decision, and this is something I've had to think long and hard about, that we bring in checks 5 kilometres with inside the border, because that is the real issue for us as regards bringing in a strategy like this. And also we look at ensuring that while we have an education system that works, that the Leaving Cert will be cancelled. We all know that that is going to happen. Junior Cert will be cancelled. That we have the time to deal with those issues now, and that also we plan for reopening of schools gradually, probably won't happen until after St. Patrick's Day. This, along with rapid testing outside of healthcare settings and continuous testing, PCR testing in healthcare settings, I believe all needs to happen, along with a number of other measures. I think we need to have an assessment of employment as regards employers who are sending workers to work. I know from travelling over the last number of weeks, there's far more people travelling, so more people are working. So I believe the government needs to survey, particularly employers who have, say, over 20 employees, as to why so many people are actually travelling to work when we all know that much of that could be done from home as well.
What you're talking about there involves some very, very difficult decisions and a much, much longer lockdown than what might be originally have been envisaged, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I think we have to get into double digits before we countenance any fairly broad scale of opening up.
When you say double digits, I mean, how long are you talking about?
Well, nobody knows. We do it as long as it takes to get it down to a point where we know that community transmission is more or less eradicated. We cannot, I believe, allow a situation now where we know that it's going to take this year for vaccines to be rolled out, that we're going to be hopping in up and out of levels consistently. I think the people are ahead of the politicians at this stage, and I think they want to see a situation where we suppress this to a point where we can then test and trace and isolate people and keep the numbers down, and then and only then can we open up while dealing with the sensitive issues that we have to deal with, which is obviously stuff like making sure we have an educational settings that are opened up over a period of time, and we have an offering to students that will work as well.
You're also talking about cancelling the Leaving Cert. Do you think that is a decision that needs to be made this week?
I think this decision that needs to be made within the next 2 weeks. My colleague Eoghan Reardon, who has been very much to the fore on this, has said that by the 1st of February we should have a decision made on this. I think, you know, by and large, most people realise that students who I've spoken to have lost 11 weeks last year, have lost so much this year. It's a case now of using the period of time to see how best we can assess those students as regards how they move into third level or move into workplace settings post their Leaving Cert, and how we assess and deal with that in a fair manner is, I suppose, the real thing we need to judge at this time.
Is it realistic that we could mandatorily quarantine everybody who comes into this country for a period of 2 weeks or whatever it takes? Given that we have 33,000 people coming in every week, we are heavily reliant on people like truck drivers, people bringing in medicines, people bringing in and taking away livestock. Wouldn't that have massive implications for our economy if you were going to do that?
Three things on that. Firstly, we're really targeting people who are doing so for non-essential services. Obviously, there would have to be criteria as to how we do this in relation to those who are doing essential services. Secondly, if we actually bring it in, I think we will lessen the numbers travelling because they'll know it'll be such a hindrance and such an issue. And thirdly, what is the other choice, Justin? The choice is we either lock up our own people, for want of a better phrase, and say that, you know, you're restricted into 5K, you have to stay at home, or else we will give you a chance in a number of months' time by adopting this policy, and then we'll be able to open up, hopefully, and allow greater freedoms to our people across the country. They are the choices. I think we're at that decision point now. They are the choices for the government and for the opposition, and I'm putting this very clearly forward as where the Labour Party's positioning on this is, because otherwise we will be into this yo-yo situation, and I believe that the people at the end of their tether at this stage, I don't think they will tolerate that, and they want us to deal with this once and for all. So I believe this is the strategy we have to adopt. I don't like the phrase zero COVID, but more or less it is 7/8 of what that is. I would call it a national aggressive suppression strategy in order to get to a point where we can open up and have all our majority of our life as we know it, because the vaccine rollout isn't going to be the panacea this year that we thought it was going to be. We don't even know the consequences of the vaccine rollout as regards how it will affect on transmission. There's also a big concern, I would have a big concern with all the variants that are coming. If the poor regions of this world are not going to be vaccinated, then variants will emerge, and those variants could very well find their way back to Ireland or the UK and then into Ireland, and that will be a concern too. So we need to prepare for this in a broader way and for a longer time period, and I don't believe the short-termism that has got us to where we are today can continue.
This is a fairly sharp departure from your previous position and the position of your party. I mean, I was looking back over statements you'd made in recent weeks and months, calling for rural pubs to be opened, calling for tourism hotspots to be reopened, and again, as we mentioned, looking for the reopening of hospitality at Christmas and welcoming all that. So what has led to this turnaround from the Labour Party and from yourself?
I'm not sure if it's that big a turnaround. I suppose you're dealing with a situation which is constantly changing. We now have new variants. We have different figures. I am really, really deeply concerned by what I've heard over the last number of weeks. Constantly in touch with the HSE. The hospitalisation is at a crisis level. We need to ensure that our hospital system stays alive. It doesn't fall over. And I also believe that we cannot continue the negative issues we're finding out in relation to the vaccine rollout, the timelines around that, unfortunately, not as good as what we hope for. All of this combines to listening to the people over the last number of weeks that we cannot continue the way we're going on. We need to deal with this once and for all. I think the public are ahead of us, and if we can do what I've just said and maybe more over the next number of months, maybe then we can get to a point where we can plan for reopening our society with a vaccine rollout going on at the same time. But I don't believe we can now do short-termism anymore. I think politics needs to step up. It has worked in some other countries where they have made these decisions and made them fairly quickly, sustained them for a period of time, and have now, for instance, in New Zealand, have now a pretty normal life as vaccines are being rolled out there too. I think given the scale of our size of our country, we should be able to do it as well. It does mean hard political decisions. It does mean a tough period of time for our people. But I believe working together, we can deliver on this. Obviously, the big issue is
it also means getting Northern Ireland on board, doesn't it?
Well, if we cannot, and politics has failed as regards, you know, ensuring that we have the one strategy, all Ireland, or indeed two islands. Now, you can't blame our government or politics in the Republic of Ireland if politics in Northern Ireland isn't working, or indeed in the UK. We don't have a duty towards all of our citizens. And that's why I'm saying that we should look at bringing in checks on all major routes to and from the north as regards why people people are travelling. They shouldn't be outside 5K unless it's essential in the first place. It's the same with people who are going to airports. They shouldn't be travelling. But we should do that on all major routes and have periodic checks on all the other routes. It's impossible to say we can check every single road across the border, but we should do our best as regards ensuring that people know if they try and travel across unnecessarily that they will be met.
That was the Labour leader, Alan Kelly, speaking to me earlier.